Nelson, who flew aboard Space Shuttle Columbia in 1986, will become the agency's 14th administrator. During his Senate confirmation hearing, he said there's a lot of excitement going on at NASA, both from far away and close up.
With the flight of the little helicopter, 80 to 100 million miles away, depending on the orbits, Earth and Mars, of the return of American astronauts launching on American vehicles from American soil.
Another milestone is scheduled to occur later this year when NASA launches the James Webb Telescope, a $9 billion instrument, which eventually will succeed the Hubble Telescope and provide the deepest look yet into deep space.
The Hubble has already opened up so many new things to us in the universe, and it's going to look back in time almost to the beginning of the source of light, millions and millions and billions of light years away.
Also set for later this year or early 2022 is the agency's most powerful rocket ever. Nelson cited that to share his vision for NASA's future.
To continue for us to explore the heavens with humans and with machines. Now, corollary to that is look at what is being developed in technology and science and engineering and mathematics.
Senator Nelson is a very good personal friend of my family's. My father and the senator were fraternity brothers at Florida. They went freshmen at the Florida legislature together and have worked together.
During his weekly news conference, Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson was asked if, under Nelson's leadership, NASA could develop a presence in Pensacola. The mayor gave a short list of his working with the then senator.
Senator was very instrumental in working with Restore and worked with him to make that happen. When we needed to get disaster declaration after the 14 flood, he was very instrumental in doing that as well. He was very supportive of Northwest Florida while he was a senator and while I was a commissioner in working with him.
The city, said Robinson, has positioned itself to deal with whatever comes forward.
When you look at Space Command, it's going to be just up in Huntsville, not far away. We went through that process. We got a lot of good information. There was a lot of good things turned back to us to let us know what we could do. I'd love to see that pay off for us and have some of those things happen right here in Pensacola dealing with space.
While conceding that landing the Space Command likely was a bridge too far, the mayor did say there could be the chance to lure the agency's training program.
I think what we do here with the Navy is a good fit all the way around. So we think we have a real good place to play. We've got, obviously, we have Blue Origin here with their boat, the SpaceX land here. So there are a number of things that we can be very, very good at doing some of this as we move forward.
In 2019, then Vice President Mike Pence challenged NASA to land on the moon, the first woman and the next man by 2024. President Joe Biden's administration is backing that same time frame. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.